Sunday is Jackie Robinson Day number 42. Everybody wears it. It's got meaning for everyone.
Makes it very hard to identify who's out there, the one negative. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a great day to just to honor what Jackie meant to the game. What he means to the game to this point now. Yeah, and I think it's just a cool tribute. I'm trying to think of any other sport that has ever done anything like that, and I can't think of one. So, yeah, to look out there and see all the 42s and hear all the stories and know what was made possible by that man, it's just really cool.
All right, nice, Ahmed. Very good.
Thank you. Thanks, Marty. Good to be talking baseball once again.
All right, we're going to go to Javi Lopez here. I'm going to expand it just a little bit. You know, Jackie opened the door not only to African Americans but to the players in the Caribbean. And, of course, Roberto Clemente comes up as a Puerto Rican. But what Jackie meant was just that everything would be between the lines. Social change was happening in America. That's what Jackie meant. And I think it's great that everybody wears 42 no matter who you are.
Yeah, I do think it's a symbol of what this nation has gone through. I think baseball is very symbolic when it comes to things like that. That it's you see the social change, not just only in the game, but in society. What the impact that made, and obviously when everybody gets to wear the 42, it's not about the name on the back; it's about the number and the legend that was Jackie Robinson and continues to be. And I think it's a great thing that baseball has continued the tradition and for the foreseeable future, hopefully they would add some more numbers. And like you mentioned with Roberto Clemente, that would be a name that you could definitely put in that same light. And it's great when baseball honors its own, and I think they do a tremendous job of doing that.
Well, baseball's always been part of social change, and this is one way to recognize it, Ahmed. I'll tell you that. You know, Felipe Alou was really the first Dominican player to come from the Dominican Republic. Ozzie Virgil did, but he grew up in New York. But Felipe was the first to come to the United States as a Dominican player.
I mean, it is amazing, and it does reflect what's going on, like Javi says, in society. And people often say, you know, keep politics out of sports. Well, sports is politics a lot of time, and sports is what breeds it and what breeds change. You have people coming from all walks of life with one goal in mind, and that is to win a game on the field. And really, when you get down to it, that's what it's all about. People from everywhere coming together to try to complete one common goal. So trying to take politics out of sports, you can't do it, because sports in a lot of ways is politics.
Well, Javi, I'll tell you this. That's the way baseball got brought to the Caribbean and other countries. It was the American way. It was teamwork, and this is what strong American young men do, and that's how baseball was brought to these other countries.
I mean, I think that's obviously one of the bastions of this game. I think it's one of the things that you really enjoy when you think about the history of this game. It's a national pastime. Obviously, other sports have come and gone, but baseball has always stayed. You hear you hear it in Field of Dreams. James Earl Jones says it best. It's a testament to not only the Americans, the way they play the game, but the way that the game has just been played all over the world. I mean, you're looking at Ohtani now and some of the Far East being able to have the influences that they've been able to make in this game. I mean, this game is for everyone. It's all-inclusive, and it's on display every Jackie Robinson Day.
All right, Javi, thanks so much.
No problem. Marty, thank you.
Ahmed, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marty.